Organized labor has rejected appeals from government to back down on their planned nationwide demonstration on Thursday. Yesterday, the Minister for Employment and Labor Relations, Haruna Idrisu, met the leadership of organized labor and appealed to them to call off the action since the day falls on the second anniversary of the death of Professor John Evans Atta-Mills. Spokesperson for organized labor, Kofi Asamoah, told Radio Ghana that after consultations with members, they have decided to go ahead with the demonstration. He said they are also putting in place measures to ensure that their action does not negatively affect the economy. He spoke to Bubu Klinogo.
The new Minister of Employment and Labor Relations met the leadership of organized labor, and as expected, he expressed the wish of government that the demonstration do not come on. And we also really made him appreciate factors that has generated into why workers want to vent their frustration on in the streets. So we, apart from talking about a specific issue, he also made specific appeal that Thursday is the second anniversary of our former late president, Excellency Professor Mills, and that they would have wished that there are some programs lined up. I thought that that day would be quite a difficult day for them. So we appealed. We said, okay, we'll go and talk to our people about it. We did some consultation and that we could not get anywhere. So with all things being equal, the demonstration is coming on in Accra, in the regional capitals as well.
There has been also calls or statements from some quarters that if the entire workforce strike on Thursday, it's going to affect the economy greatly, and that instead of promoting the good cause that you want, it's rather going to have negative effect on the economy. Have you also considered that point?
We've looked at all those things, and apparently let me indicate that what we are indulging in is the demonstration. So definitely we're not expecting all workers to leave their workplaces. Whilst we are expecting as many workers as possible, we are also mindful of not disrupting activities at the workplace. So all those things are quite clear to us. We are mindful of all those things and are taking appropriate measures to ensure that we do not really get to that level.
Some people are also of the view that there have been series of demonstrations in the past, and that just after demonstration it ends, that government doesn't take any action and then demonstrated to keep quiet. So this time around, after the demonstration, I hope that you expect government to take certain decisions. What if government doesn't take those decisions? What next for you?
We'll discuss when we get to that level. But you know, workers at that level, at this stage, have never had kind of demonstrations for long, if you remember. There have been various demonstrations by various groups. But from workers under the banner of organized labor, it's not been as frequent as you are talking about. And indeed, we think that we should do this thing to drum home properly to government the feelings of people. And I said, it's good for our democracy. It's not good for everybody to be quiet there. And when it happens, that's quite dangerous for us. So we thought that some few hours demonstrating and going back to work would not create the kind of problems that people are really talking about.
On the impasse between the TUC and the Ghana Federation of Labour about the use of the title organized labour, Mr. Asamoah said they do not intend to engage the Federation on the issue. He nevertheless explains the position of the law on the matter and best practices elsewhere.
Before 2003, most unions were part of the TUC. Then after 2003, currently ICU is out. The Federation of Labor also got out of ICU. So what the provision talks about is the coming together of all labor organizations under one umbrella. And that's exactly what his concern has been, that it has not been properly instituted. But we have been holding meetings. There were processes that we began to formalize it in a way, but we've been holding meetings. In short, it is the coming together of all labor groups in the country, and in the case of TUC, the 8 informal and then the 9 informal, and then the other professional groupings like Ghana Medical Association, the nurses, the teachers, who have not been part of the TUC all along. So organized labor simply is the coming together of the labor organizations, so that when they met, they can, at the level of the tripartite and all engagements with government, we go with one voice. That structures cannot be able to contain. So specifically, even in the dictates of the International Labour Organization, which from where the provision in our labour law takes its effect, it talks about in a country where there are more workers' organizations, they come together and government deals with the most representative. It's the same process that has been brought here. The same thing also deals with employers' organization, where there are more than one organization. Ghana also has more than one organization. We have the Employers Association, we have the Chamber of Commerce, we have the Association of Ghana Industries.
Here the spokesperson for organized labor and secretary general of TUC, Kofi Asamoah.
Meanwhile, a labor consultant, Austin Gamis, says the decision by the TUC and other trade unions to go on a demonstration on Thursday is a wrong move. Mr. Gamis says, though the unions have the right to demonstrate, the best thing to do in this situation is to engage government and the Employers Association under the ban of the Tripartite Committee to find lasting solutions to their grievances. According to Mr. Gamis, a one-day nationwide demonstration can have devastating consequences on the national economy. Mr. Gamis spoke to Bukinugu.
In fairness to the generality of industrial relations practice, the Constitution under Article 21, 1E, and our Labour Act clearly permits people who so desire and are followed down, laid down procedures to go on demonstration and to express their views on any national issue. But the question is that the way we should be doing things in the country and expect that we would have a kind of a peace, industrial peace, to attract people within and without to invest in our national economy, to create the needed jobs which we so much, you know, trumpet about? I think that the answer is no. What role should government play? It's very clear in the law. The role not only of government as employer, but government in the tripartite sense, employers association and organized labor, are expected under the law to join hands and to make it more fluid, not just anybody, not just the employer, not just government, but any of the three social partners can initiate the move to discuss very important issues of concern, including under Section 113, Subsection C, matters of economic importance in national affairs.
On the disagreement between TUC and the Ghana Federation of Labour, Mr. Gamis said the two unions must iron out their differences. According to him, the law does not provide for anything like organized labor. He said government must recognize all unions duly registered and deal with them as such.
The Tripartite Committee have an obligation to the nation in ensuring that they discuss at their level things that are of concern to them, re-escalated to the highest level for attention.
Mr. Gamis, let me just butt in here. According to the TUC and the other trade union, they've had series of engagements with government, and then they've not been seeing the results. And so for them, this is the only option they have now to make government aware that they are suffering.
I cannot deny them that opportunity, but there is enough evidence that the engagements they are talking about might not be at the level I'm talking about. I was together with them at Ho. I happened to be together with them in Senchi. They might be having engagement with government. I'm not a part of government, and so that is fine. But I'm talking about an institutionalized arrangement under the Labor Act, which they have to ensure that they engage at that level. And where is the evidence? All of us will need to see it. Just as we want transparency at any level, we want transparency at this level also. They should publish the minutes of the and also their findings, and let's see. I don't think so.